Hello, everyone, and welcome to Now Spinning, the official podcast of the Lansing Community College Vinyl Record Club. We meet twice a month to listen to vinyl and talk about music. Stay tuned to learn about how you can get in touch with us and attend our meetings. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Now Spinning. In the room with me today, I have...
Jacob Zakvik.
Leo Ackerman.
And Noah Miller.
And I am still Simon Medina. So today, we wanted to talk about what our most anticipated albums 2025 are, and also what our favorite albums were that came out this year already. Leo and I have quite a bit to say about a certain band that we've talked about at length on a different episode of this podcast, so I hope let's just jump right into that.
So this year has already had quite a few amazing records that have come out. I believe we talked about them in an earlier episode. Yahweh Nailgun, excellent band. Mm-hmm. There's this Brazilian artist named Luigi Luna who has released some great stuff this year. Mm-hmm. But the one I'm most excited for, and the one I believe you, Simon, are also most excited for, is the new record by Geese, Getting Killed.
How'd you guess that?
Just had a feeling, just had a gut instinct.
We definitely didn't talk about it before we started recording.
Not at all.
No, not at all. So this album, just for a little bit of backstory, I talked about the album 3D Country by Geese and our Best of 2023 album, I think it was last year, and I laid out quite a few reasons for why I enjoyed the album, but like in essence, I did enjoy it because Cameron Winter, obviously really incredible vocalist. The sound was both, you know, able to take from the past, like a lot of retro sounds, but it also would be able to take it in like a new direction. Mm. Interesting that way. Blending all sorts of stuff like, you know, alt rock, country, indie, into one beautiful amalgamation. And I just enjoyed that album a lot. Second thing I'd like to mention before we get into the actual new album would be an album that was released between that 3D Country and this new album, which was Cameron Winter's solo record, Heavy Metal, which... Mm-hmm. Very different vibe, different lyrically. It's a lot quieter, but I thought that it was just as good as 3D Country.
How would you describe the genre of that album? Because it's not heavy metal.
No, it's not.
I would say it's like just like singer-songwriter, like weird folk stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say chamber folk is the word. Yeah. I'm not sure if that's just really but
even then, that yeah, it doesn't really do it justice to how like ramshackle and thrown together
yes.
it is. I mean, the entire thing was recorded across New York City guitar centers, mm. like in practice rooms.
That's awesome. I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's very, I don't even know if it's lo-fi, but it certainly feels hurried. It feels like he's writing the songs as he's singing them.
Yeah.
Raw.
Yes. Oh,
that's probably a good word.
Yeah. Very different vibe from 3D Country.
Almost kind of improvised, maybe?
Yeah.
Yes.
And that also has a lot to do with his live performances, which I want to get into later because it's part of what makes me so excited for this record. Heavy Metal showcased like a completely different side of Cameron Winter. We'd only known him as this like raucous frontman to this new New York punk band, you know? As soon as he released that record, I feel like a lot of heads turned towards Geese in anticipation for something else. Because Geese, as much as I do love Geese, I can kind of understand not being wowed by them. If like Southern rock isn't your thing, if you're just not into their brand of punk, I get it. But with the record Heavy Metal, people started to realize, oh wait, this guy is an incredibly compelling frontman and lyricist in his own right, no matter what style he's doing. And that brings us to Getting Killed, newest record.
Yes, it does. And I also want to, before we get into the album itself, I want to mention the single that just recently came out, which is called Taxes. And I adored this single. I felt like that was taking the rock style from 3D Country and merging that almost with the like, introspective, more mellow elements from Heavy Metal. And I feel like it, like halfway through the song, it switches from being like a very like percussion heavy, like quieter song to just suddenly the guitars just like jump in. It feels like it's the two albums almost like meeting in the middle, if that makes
yeah,
sense.
Yeah, it does kind of feel like the first half is heavy metal and then the second yeah. half the Geese comes in and
exactly.
kicks things in.
One thing that kind of like popped up in that was it's very, to me I just get like Weezer mixed with foreshadowing of Viagra Boys. I just kind of get like this sort of raucous energy from them, but then this also kind of like nerdy almost like introspective thing, and also the half step down tuning on the guitars helps out with that a little
bit.
It's
not trying to be cool punk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's a.
It sucks like, about paying taxes.
Right. Well, and that's like Viagra Boys and Weezer, there's a bit of a wink at the camera, knowing like,
yeah.
We know we're kind of nerds here. You know what I mean? And embracing it and loving it, which like is such a special part of like, you know, bands like Weezer and stuff. And especially nowadays, when bands do that, where there's so much less pressure to be something that really fits into the like top 40 mold and the like let's make a bunch of money sort of game plan, you can have this room to be something a bit less serious and be more authentic in the end. Mm-hmm. which is really cool.
Yeah,
I don't know if I would necessarily call them like overtly nerdy, but I do think that there is a sense of confidence in how uncool they are. Right. Because a lot of their sounds draw from these genres that really aren't considered cool by most of Gen Z. Mm-hmm. Like, most of Gen Z isn't going out and like rocking the Allman Brothers, right? Mm-hmm. But like
dozens of us.
There are dozens of us.
I mean, there's a lot of them rocking Steely Dan right now.
Yeah. That's and me. Like Hello. Cameron Winter takes these traditionally kind of uncool genres and lives through them and makes music with them so authentically that it becomes an entirely new thing. I think another thing to touch on is his live performances, which mm-hmm. also tie into Geese, because it isn't just Cameron who's doing wild stuff live. If you look and watch a video of Cameron Winter playing a song, he never plays it the same way twice, ever. Not even in his music videos is he playing the same song. He's playing with the arrangements, he's playing around with his vocal inflections and the melodies and whatnot. Everything he does is to, like, he's obsessed with the process of changing and the process of becoming a newer person. I think that's a theme that you can find in a lot of his work, like in Drinking Age, mm-hmm. talking about, like, today, this is who I'm going to be. And especially in the new album with Taxes, he's just talking about, like, these awful people that, like, he sees himself in.
Right.
He's spontaneous. He is assured in himself. Like, Cameron Winter is a tour de force in his own right. But with a band, it's genuinely like watching a guy command an army. They are unbelievably tight. I saw them with Geese last year, the King Gizzard show as an opener. They played two unreleased songs from Getting Killed in that opening set. They have a militaristic precision to them when they're playing. Yeah. I'm kind of just rambling at this point, but the general idea I want to get across is Geese are inherently unpredictable and want to fight back against algorithm as much as possible mm-hmm. by making their stuff kind of proudly uncool and by making sure the song is never the same twice.
Yeah, ever. and they make it work. And yes. They have the following they have.
It's so refreshing to have a band not play the same thing twice, because I feel like with modern bands, you know, they emphasize the importance of the digital recording, of the perfect package as much as possible. But with Geese, and, you know, as hinted by their headline, a real band, they're more focused on being in the space and playing the songs live and performing as a unit.
Right.
That's very, very welcome now.
Yeah, it's a kind of this old school way of, like, it's... You play live like you're cutting the record. Like a lot of, mm-hmm. you know, records in the 70s and stuff for 80s were just cut off the floor. You know, there wasn't a whole lot of overdubbing except for maybe solos or something like that. And just to have this like improvisational thing in the midst of like all these bands playing with like click tracks and, you know, backing tracks and like, some bands are like piping guitars through the speakers to like add to the tone and stuff mm-hmm. like that. Which, I mean, there's no, you know, music is not a sport. No one's cheating or anything when they do things like that. But it is very cool to just have that raw, like how many guys are in the band? Four or
only
five?
Five of them, I think. Five. Something
like that. Just have like a five piece, you know, or even something like Black Midi, like a three piece, just like knock it out of the park and mm-hmm. just, you know, just blow the world away.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And also, one last thing is we're going to go see him in October. It's going to be magical. I'll definitely be talking more about this band as time goes on.
I'm placing like all of my stocks in Cameron Winter right now. Like I'm playing. Like,
that's my album of the year already. It's not like, even out yet.
I just know. I know it. He gets it.
He's got the sauce.
So I've got a question then. You've kind of hinted at how you're expecting the unexpected. Mm. So I have two questions and they're kind of the same question, but like one, what are you expecting from this new release? And two, and I don't know if you can think of an answer for this or not, but like, would there be something that you think would genuinely surprise you on it? Like, what do you think they could do that would be outlandish enough that it would be different?
Okay, so I do think I have answers for both of those. The first one, you know, like, what am I expecting? I guess something that we can be sure to expect is a lot of, like, story songwriting. Cameron Winter loves to write from the perspective of various characters who suck. very Steely Dan in that sense.
It's a theme for bands we talk about in this, yeah, isn't it?
Just dudes who suck, dudes who are the worst. You can expect a lot of that, and I think another thing we can expect is less Southern influence. I think on this new record, they're leaning way more into, like, explosive, weird art school punk.
Beautiful.
And, like weird, like, boogie rock almost sometimes with some of the grooves. It's strange. But I just expect it to be a little less country. For unexpected stuff, I mean...
What would surprise you?
I was going to say them doing a rap song, but the thing is, Kenny Beats is on production, so I don't know. Like,
it's not out of the question.
It will automatically be like a 10 out of 10 album if there's just a random Cameron Winter rap verse in one of the songs. Just no context at all. It would be magical.
I guess like a 30-minute Indian raga would really surprise me.
If you want to get Beatles,
I would be down for that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Beautiful.
What are some things that you're expecting, Simon, or some things you're not expecting?
Like I said, the unexpected would be the Cameron Winter rap verse, but I'm hoping for more of like the melding of the two album styles together, because like the 3D country style and then obviously the heavy metal style, it's more like introspective and like lush, but it keeps the energy from 3D country, which is what I'm really excited to hear.
Yeah. It is more explosive, but in a sense, it's also more subdued with Cameron Winter's new like grasp on songwriting that I feel like he like has really improved on songwriting with heavy metal. I feel like he's operating at a different level now.
And absolutely.
I'm just very excited. And for the unexpected though.
Yeah, I don't know. Honestly, I can't even say.
Cameron Winter rap verse.
That's it. That's all I can think of. It's
hard to pin down something you can't expect.
Exactly. Course, I wouldn't be able to say it if I didn't expect it.
Right.
But Cameron Winter, great guy, Geese, great band. But we have more to talk about today, however, believe it or not. So, what's your favorite? What's your most favorite album this year so far?
What was your most, anticipated album of 2025?
Yeah, so,
Hey, I'm here to support.
keep it up. You'll be a host one day. my most anticipated release for this year was Viagra Boys with their self-titled album, Viagra Boys. Mm. they dropped three singles, which are the first three tracks, and that would be Man Made of Meat, Bog Body, and Uno 2. And a pretty fun music video for Man Made of Meat. He's just in a museum, you know, dressed in like the wife beater and like the tracksuit pants and stuff, and he's carrying around a bottle of wine and
like the
belching.
Classic nasty I'm dressed and I don't care like, who I'm impressing.
Yeah, degenerate kind of like debauched like state of being.
Yeah, how you show up to an art gallery.
Yeah. and then he like drops the wine or something on the floor and it makes like a cool pattern and people are like around the thing and they're just like taking pictures of it and he becomes this like super famous artist off this one thing, but like the fame freaks him out. And he's like, "Ah, get away from me!" Like the paparazzi and everything's all on him. But yeah, very fun music video for the single "Man Made of Meat." But it's also a very like personal album to the frontman Sebastian Murphy, because in Uno 2, the perspective is from his dog, who has all these like medical health problems and stuff. Like his teeth are rotting out and falling out, and you know they have to keep him from like eating stuff off the floor because he's gonna choke on it. And his vet is actually named Bogdan, and Sebastian genuinely doesn't know if he's from Croatia or Australia. there's just very like on the nose songwriting throughout a lot of the album. Especially on the track Pyramid of Health, he's, you know, describing, like, you know, them having to stick a camera down his throat because, like, his stomach's, he's got all these stomach issues and stuff, and it's, like, eating him from the inside out. And he's, like, going to rehab and stuff, and he's, like, trying to fix himself up. This whole album is very much just Sebastian trying to kind of get his life together, but also still have that sort of debauched spunk about him, to where he's got all these like issues in the background, but he's still going to parties and like doing drugs, and you know,
it's still punk rock.
Yeah, it's super punk rock. There's so many quotables across this entire album.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
you remember that dude dressed up like a raisin to go to a party, especially on the one of the songs towards the back end, Best in Show Part 4. So across their discography, they've dropped albums in the Best in, or dropped songs in the Best in Show series. And it initially started out as like a dog show. It's Sebastian just kind of like ranting and like having all these like crazy like ideas of like, there's this dog show and the hounds and this dog winner from Brasseldorf, Texas or whatever. You know, he's making stuff up. And the more the series goes on, the more insane it gets. And the more, like, disconnected from the dog show concept it becomes. Mm. And this one is, I guess they kind of encapsulate sort of the theme, or this one kind of encapsulates the themes of this album, where he's just kind of, like, losing his mind. And then towards the end, he's like, I need spiritual help. I need financial help. I need all the help I can get, man. Beautiful Elvis impression across the album too from Sebastian. Thank you very much. Again, just absurdity. Listen to this album if you want to get all the quotables, and just it's so much fun to listen to.
It makes me think of the Misfits a little bit, which like Glenn Danzig would do.
Oh yeah,
his natural singing style is quite Elvis, but there was obviously Elvis influence intentionally as well.
Yeah, Danzig actually also dropped a Elvis covers album.
Yes, he did
a couple years ago.
Oh dear.
So yeah, a little Easter egg for you there if you want to check that out.
There's one thing you listen to from this episode.
If there's one thing you listen to that we recommend you, please. For the love of God, listen to the Glenn Danzig. Glenn Danzig does Elvis.
Elvis covers album.
Very important.
But yeah, no, the Viagra Boys, it's a very, very fun. And yeah, I just a blast with it. Came out in April earlier this year. And yeah, I'm getting ready to go see them in mid-September. They're at Royal Oak. But yeah, no, that's going to be a super fun show. Even just like seeing some of their live videos, even the Shrimp Sessions album they dropped a couple years ago.
Shrimp Sessions.
Yeah, so Sebastian's big thing is shrimp. Not to say that the other guys in the band don't ever have like a creative thing to contribute to the band. They obviously make all the music that Sebastian rants and raves over. But yeah, he's very much kind of the creative direction leader.
There's a little shrimp on the album cover, I just realized, just hidden in there too.
The album is released under Shrimp Tech Industries.
Yeah, right on.
And he references shrimp in a lot of songs. That's just a big thing for him. I'm not entirely sure what that is, but you know, it's a fixation he has. But yeah, no, that was my most anticipated album of this year.
Would you say it delivered?
I would say it delivered. There's like maybe two songs I'm not super crazy about, and that's Waterboy and You Need Me. But those are, I mean, those are still super fun. They have a nice like a energy to them. They have a good punky delivery. Like a You Need Me is about how he's like he's Mr. Steal Your Girl, and he's like, you know, doing a little dance and is able to like, you know, get your girl to come over to him. Waterboy is just like, yeah, he's like at a party and like, I don't know, he's just having an experience at a party on drugs. And yeah,
fun album.
Yeah, and it definitely delivered just top on just about everything else in that regard. Yeah,
love to hear it. Now
I'll have to, oh boy,
we got a final one.
Oh,
Mr. Jacob, what do you have? What do you have for us? What kind of treat did you bring in?
My most anticipated release of 2025 There were a lot of them, and maybe I'll mention a couple at the end, but I'm going to go with Moisturizer by the band Wet Leg.
Ooh.
So their debut album, I want to say it came out in 2023, was awesome, perfect. They basically went from, like, unknown nobodies that, like, I heard them talk about it in an interview where they said, like, hey, we can, like, make music. Like, let's just make music for fun. And then they were like, oh, people want to hear this. Oh, we're famous. What happened? They just took, like, the indie alternative world by storm by doing things slightly different. That first album was super high energy. It had some weird, like, song structure stuff and just weird kind of ways of singing and making songs that, you know, all of it was rooted in stuff we'd heard before, but it just came together in a way that sounded really unique and I think resonated with a lot of people. Like Angelica, I remember first time I heard that song, I was just like, ooh, I love this sound. And then everything else, like Chaise Lounge and stuff came out, and it's just like great. I ended up buying that one on vinyl, and I really, really liked it. As soon as that album kind of like took off and was huge and they were like, oh man, we're like, we got to like take this really seriously now. They announced like, okay, we're going to start writing another one pretty much right away. And they didn't take too long. But yeah, I've been looking forward to this one. They've kind of changed their image a tiny bit, but not too much. And they haven't changed their sound really either, which is good. Like, I didn't want them to because their sound is already, I feel like, quite unique. But yeah, I listened to like a couple of the songs before they were released, but the album came out July 11th. I went to the record store the next day and the guy's like, I'm sold out. I'm like, wow.
Dang,
he's like,
really?
Oh, he's like, you know, I didn't anticipate this much demand. He's like, only bought like four of them or five of them or whatever. And he was like, yeah, within 2 hours. He was like, Literally people came in and opened for it. And I was like, well, I didn't know.
Jeez.
Like, I didn't know they were that big even around here.
Hmm.
I should point out, Wet Leg is from the Isle of Man.
Yes, they are.
Say, oh, wow.
Not a place super well known for kicking out great artists, but at least one I really like.
That one's there.
And I'm sure there are more that I just don't know that that's where they're from. But yeah, the album itself is, again, very high energy, but there's some stuff on there that isn't just like that. So the first song, CPR, I believe was their first single they released.
Mm-hmm.
I heard it and immediately went like, yeah. This is just new enough, but still kind of like expanding on the ideas they'd already had, you know what I mean? A real blend of like kind of intense sounding guitar and vocals while still like really fitting within the sort of like typical alternative indie band kind of style. And I really, really enjoyed that one. Some of the songs that did not get pre-released, like Pokemon and Pillow Talk, Pokemon especially, I really enjoyed. You do listen to the lyrics and about some of these and you're just like, oh boy, you guys are... You guys are insane. I don't know. I love the willingness to talk about intimate topics.
Yep.
Just wanting someone physically.
Yeah. And that's like obviously been done before, but it's very funny. Pokemon, I literally burst out laughing. I can't remember the exact line now, but the like... It's, yeah, the gotta catch them all, or like, I want to capture you like a Pokemon. So, like,
oh,
and
yeah.
You're just like, oh, man. Like, I've heard bad pickup lines like that on the internet before. You know what I mean? The Pokemon community's all grown up now. You know what I mean? Like, the Gen 1 crowd has all grown up now, and we're all a bunch of freaks, and there's nothing you can do that I would have thought surprised me, but then to hear it in like a real release from an internationally recognized band, you're like, they got a Pokemon joke in there, and it's the name of the track, and you're just like, oh, that's brilliant.
Do you think it would work?
It would work on me. It would work on me. Listen, if you're ever out and about, you see me, Try a Pokemon line. You'd be surprised how effective that might be. But yeah, just overall great sounding album. I really recommend everybody go check it out. It was pretty much what I expected, but better. And I've already listened to it several times through, and I really hope that I can get it on vinyl. I guess I'm going to have to wait for like the second pressing or something, but yeah. We'll see how it goes.
Well, at least you got the first one. Yeah. Oh, okay. I was just saying, at least you got the first album of theirs, but yeah, that interesting album, interesting albums all around today. Some of them not here yet, but the ones that are here already were both very good. I listened to both of them.
All kind of like noise punk.
Yeah,
rock
a little,
focused.
A lot of punk today. Different
lo-fi
corners of it.
Ish,
but
yeah.
But yeah, very interesting stuff. If you want to hear any of this stuff, once Jacob gets the record for it, I'm sure you're going to bring it to the record club. And once I get Getting Killed on vinyl, I'm bringing that. You're bringing that. Mm-hmm. Probably both at the same time.
Yep.
And you'll hear all sorts of other wonderful songs at our record club meetings, which you can find out any information about that on the website. Very welcoming group of people, very diverse musical taste. Gonna have a great time. Anything you want to know about the club, past episodes of the podcast, playlists, meeting themes, dates, it'll be all be located on the website as well. Thank you all for listening in, and we hope to see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Love you.
Love you. Bye-bye.